Hi, I'm Pastor John Fries. I am the pastor at Emmanuel Lutheran Church, and here to tell you about a special Reformation brunch that we're holding next Saturday from 10 to noon, and all sorts of fun things, German food, German music, and some speakers who are going to be talking about all kinds of different people that were a part of the Protestant Reformation.
Okay, Pastor Fries, the relationship that has been developed between what you are doing through the Lutheran Church and the Backpack Buddies. Tell us about that.
Well, we really have been striving to become more involved in helping in the areas of need in the community of Trenton. And we know the Backpack Buddies is a wonderful program. We also know that there is a real need for that kind of a program to help provide food for kids on the weekends. And so our church said, yeah, let's do this. We'll have this Reformation brunch, and that'll be fun doing that. And let's have something worthwhile to give the money to that we raise. So I guess that's how we did it.
Okay, the 29th of October. Where will this be, sir?
It will be at the Rock Barn out at the fairgrounds.
And what time?
It will start at 10 a.m. in the morning, and the program will start then. And eating and listening and hopefully learning some things that you'll find interesting about our Protestant heritage.
And I think right now we'll jump in and say, well, this is initially promoted through the Emmanuel Lutheran Church. It's not a church-only activity. Everyone and anyone is welcome to come.
Absolutely. And it's also, we have Pastor Gottman from First Baptist, who's going to be speaking on Zwingli. And we have Pastor Marin from Hodge Presbyterian, and he's going to be speaking on Calvin and who knows what else. And then we have a special guest speaker coming in from Alma, Kansas, who will talk more on about Luther, basically the father of the Reformation.
So who's coming from Kansas?
That would be Reverend Robert Grimm from Alma, Kansas. And again, he just got back from a trip to Germany, and he's even got some pictures of some of the different important sites in the Reformation.
So what's meant by Reformation for those that may not know?
Okay. Prior to 1517, there was just one church in Europe, and that was the Roman Catholic Church. And there basically were some problems that people had with some of the doctrine and things that they were teaching. And so what's the right way to put this? In 1517, on October 31st, Martin Luther nailed 95 theses on the church door in Wittenberg, Germany, basically challenging people to come and debate the whole thing about indulgences and a place called purgatory, which, you know, that was the main problem at that time. So it was an exciting time, but it was also a very dangerous time because the church did not take lightly the people who wanted to do some reforming, and that's where you get the word, the Reformation. All of Christianity was reformed through that process, and it stretched out over several hundred years, actually, and the Reformation could still be said to be going on right now.
It's all very interesting. So you mentioned the three speakers already. That'll be planned for October 29th. You also, in your opening remarks, talked about German music. What do you have planned there?
Well, we are so lucky because Carl Schrader will be here, and name of his group is Steierkraft Musi, and they're from up at Princeton, and they're donating their services to come and help give us a little bit of a German atmosphere. And also, we're really blessed to have Sarah Olberg, who is a member of our church, and her sister Melissa King. They're going to be singing some special music as well. And I've heard just how great those two are when they're singing together, and I haven't heard that yet, so I'm kind of excited about that.
Anyone talking in German?
Das ist richtig. Kein bisschen Deutsch, actually.
All right. What did you say?
I said very little German is what I said. Okay.
We understand. So now how about the food? You call this the Reformation breakfast. So what's going to be food-wise available to the public?
Oh, there will be cheeses. There will be German salami and breads, all kinds of heavy breads, all kinds of jams, special kind of things on the heavy German bread, and just I'm not sure all of what they're planning on, but it's all coming out of the German cookbooks where Dusty knows off, and it should be a lot of fun.
So this is being provided by individuals, is what you're saying?
Well, the ladies at Emmanuel Lutheran are the ones who are putting all the food together and doing the baking. And, again, we've never done anything like this, so this will be the very best one we've ever done. So
that's... I can imagine. Or in the alternative. So let's tell the public how any money is raised from this event to benefit the Backpack Buddies. What are you looking for?
Well, first of all, there is no cost. If it's a free will offering, and so it is open to anybody. You don't have to give anything, but whatever is given after we get our initial expenses out, and we have had some help from a company called Thrivent, who has given us a grant for $250 to help pay the expenses of the food and things. So after that's all said and done, whatever is left is going to be given to Backpack Buddies for their needs for this coming year.